Back at Badger Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Third down and goal now. The Badgers at the Wimberley 5-yard line. We're getting messages from Australia here in the press box. I'll share that with you here in a second. Cockburn, option left. Tucks it, runs it, breaks a tackle, and steps into the end zone. Touchdown Lampasas, their first score of the night. It's 24-6, pending the extra point. Nice little bit of running that time, Jared.
He's run the ball effective all night long. Just he had the one big run earlier that was called back from a penalty. So he's been effective on the ground. He's been effective with his arm. Just the Wimberley Texan defense has stepped up in big occasions and kind of let him squirt out the outside there. And Lampasas gets on the board 6.
Jared Salazar now with the extra point attempt with 11:55 left to play in the ball game. The hold is down, and the kick is up. Boy, he's a good-looking kicker. Up and good. 11:55 remaining to play. Our score, Wimberley 24 and Lampasas 7. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on COWO 104.1 FM and all across the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley. Serving lunch and dinner every day, with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com. And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
...24-7 our score. Shout out to Miss Annette James. She says that she and her husband are cheering their nephew, Lucas Snow, from Perth, Australia. How about that? She says we miss him a bunch and wish we could be there in person, but they're thrilled that we're broadcasting. So, Annette, how you doing? Good morning and good day in Perth, Australia. Wish you were here. Your nephew's doing a great job. Texans leading it 24-7. You've heard of America's team. Maybe Wimberley is Australia's team. How about that?
There you go.
Here's the kickoff. It's a high, deep kickoff. And for whatever reason, the Texan return man called for a fair catch. That was Cody Charrington. He probably wishes he hadn't done that. I don't think he knew exactly where he was on the field. He caught it at the 5-yard line, and so that's where the Texans will take over. Doug Warren's going to meet Mr. Charrington on the way back to the sideline and say, "Don't do that. Come on."
Yeah, he's going to say,
"You've
made some great plays tonight."
He has.
That one we'll work on a little bit this week, but let's get back out there and let's bounce back right now.
That's right. That's right. Ball at the 5-yard line. Also, shout out to a friend of mine in Alabama. Hey, what's up? Robin Tindall. What's shaking? Yes, I did say downtown Wimberley, Texas. There is such a thing, you know.
Well, there's a downtown. A lot of people think there's an uptown, but there is no uptown. It's just a downtown.
It's just down. Here's JoJo Weeks now. He's going to take the snap and push his way forward out to the 9-yard line. Be second down and 6. So we've gotten messages from Alabama, we've gotten messages from New Hampshire, and we've gotten a message from Australia.
I'm telling you, we need more of them. We've got our Facebook page.
Bring them on. We're all over the place.
That's right. Our Twitter page is at Texans Radio. Y'all tweet us and let us know where you're at, where you're listening to the game.
That's right.
We'll throw your name out there, and we're glad you're joining us.
Second down and 6 now. And whistles before the play, and now the Texans will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, Wimberley 24, Lampasas 7. You're listening to the Wimberley Texans on COWO 104.1 FM, downtown Wimberley, and all across the Sun Radio Sports Network.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
And also Jared Robinson, Louisiana. We forgot Louisiana. Louisiana, New Hampshire, Alabama, and Perth, Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, how about that?
That's right, that's right. I know Coach Warren, too, in the interview, he said that I believe his brother listens to the games online. So if he's listening out there, too, welcome, and we're glad you're here.
Second down and six as Hunter Williams takes it out near the first down, about the 13-yard line. That's Steve Warren, small world. He coached the Abilene High Eagles to a state championship.
Hey, there it is.
And that's my alma mater, Abilene High.
There it
is. Go Eagles. Abilene High, by the way, playing their crosstown rival Cooper Cougars tonight.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Not sure what the score is in that one.
You are a wealth of knowledge, sir.
A wealth of knowledge. That's the only time my name will be connected with the word wealth,
well,
I can assure you. Third down in a long one.
Mine is knowledge more than the other. So, of course, we'll call it both right now.
That's right. Third down in a long one. Weeks is going to throw it right side. Look out. He's got Crowder. A lot of running room to the 20. And spins forward down to the 23-yard line. That's going to be first and 10 for Wimberley. As the clock now is down to 10 minutes and 32 seconds. You know that Doug Warren would really enjoy a nice little time-consuming drive here tonight at Badger Stadium in Lampasas.
JoJo doing a good job of getting the ball out of his hand and putting some zip on it to the receivers right there. Colby had a lot of time to turn around, kind of pick where he wanted to go, ended up getting about 10 yards right there. So good job by JoJo just, you know, kind of seeing it, reading it, and zipping it out there to Colby, letting him make the play.
First down and 10 now at the 23-yard line. Wimberley, shotgun. Throws it out right side. It's Crowder, 25, right sideline to the 30. Clock continues to move. Thank you, ref. He gets it to the 31-yard line, and that's going to be a gain of about 8. It'll be second down and 2. Short passing game tonight for Wimberley. The best their passing game has looked this year so far, Jared.
Yeah, it looks like almost the exact same play right there.
Yeah.
You know, if it works once, go to it again. I see Colby going to the other side here. There's always the opportunity to run it to the other side this time, but I bet we may see Hunter Williams up the middle right here, as well as he's been running all night.
Yeah, third down and 2 now from the 31. You're right. How about that? Nostradamus in the press box here tonight. He gets it out to the 34-yard line. Well, close to the 35. It's going to be first down and 10. JoJo Weeks has quarterbacked since the second period. Davin Masur started the game here tonight, Jared, and certainly comfortable. You were talking about Doug Warren, his brother Steve Warren, football coaches, and it's a comfortable feeling to know you got a couple of guys you can count on to get some production out of that quarterback spot.
Yeah, absolutely. They're both good players too. That's the key.
Yeah,
they are. There's really the two-headed monster is what everybody calls it. But in this sense, it fits the title.
First down and 10 now. And JoJo will just take it himself. Just runs it straight up the middle. Tall young man gets it out to about the 38-yard line. That's a pickup of 3. It'll be second down and 7 as the clock continues to run. Inside 8.5 minutes left to play in this one. Of course, stay with us after this one. We'll try to update some scores for you, give you the scoring summary. Our scores and highlights, as usual, brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. So thanks to those good folks. JJ. JoJo, I call him JJ. What was that? Flips it out left side. It's caught by Crowder. He's able to fight his way through the crowd and all the way down inside the 40 into the 35-yard line of Lampasas is Crowder. That's a pickup of about 25 yards. First down for Wimberley.
That's really the play that we've been waiting for Colby right there. That short pass, that electric feet that he's got, he squeezes. I mean, squeezes that little frame right in between two defenders, ends up with a big gain. Oddly enough, you say JJ.
I don't know why I call him
JoJo Weeks, his older brother, JJ Weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Don't tell me that. I'm going to get his name wrong the rest of the season.
He's probably sitting over at Mississippi State right now listening to this broadcast thinking, I'm not playing in that game. That's my little brother
What's
playing.
What's the deal? Here's JoJo now to the 30, and he's tripped up, and if he'd have broken that tackle, he might have taken it to the house. As it is, it's a pickup down to the 26-yard line, about, I don't know, 7 yards or so. It'll be second down and 3.
Yeah, good drive that the Texans got going here. You said it earlier, clock management at this point, really making sure that it's continuing to click, make sure that it's continuing to go down. Good drive. Good, really, first down run right there by JoJo, picking up 7-8 yards.
They got it at the 26-yard line now of Lampasas, leading it 24-7 and on the move here tonight. Weeks has Hunter Williams to his right. He's going to flip it out right side to Crowder. Breaks a tackle to the 20, takes a big hit, but gets the first down and holds on to the ball is Colby Crowder. Colby running kind of angry on that one. Boy, he took a big shot, but held on to the rock.
Yeah, I think if you would have, asked Colby about his first half performance, he would have been a little bit, little bit upset about it. One, the fumble, two, the drop ball that he had there. He knows he's a better player than that. His second half, he's really stepped up and shown that.
Ball is at the 19-yard line. Hunter Williams is going to take the ball and spin his way forward. Gets it down to close to the 15-yard line before he's tackled by a bevy of Lampasas Badgers. Where's that Badger mascot? I need to start strategizing how I'm going to steal that Badger head.
On a night like tonight, buddy, he may have taken that thing off. Either that or I haven't seen the ambulance show up yet.
A Badger head is probably pretty hot to wear on a night like this, isn't it?
It looked pretty warm.
Second down and 6. Ball at the 15-yard line. Weeks is going to carry it himself. Left side, turns it inside, and is going to get it inside the 10-yard line, I believe. And I think he's got another first down, which will be first down and goal now for the Texans. Yeah, move the chains again. And we're inside of 6 minutes remaining to play.
Good.
I don't know. What do you think the time of possession is here in this second half? Texans have dominated that.
Oh, absolutely. Even the one drive that the Lampasas Badgers had on offense that they drove down and scored, you know, it was a fairly quick drive. They've definitely really controlled the clock here in the second half, and especially this drive right here. This is, I don't know what it started at, but I can only imagine it's a 6-7 minute drive.
Here's the handoff up the middle, and it's going to be Hunter Williams. He's stretching toward the goal line, but short. I think he got it down to the one, though. Already, Hunter Williams with 2 touchdowns here tonight. He's smelling a third as JoJo Weeks comes jogging off the field. He goes right to the coach on the far sideline to get the play. He's not even going to bother with the whole get the signal from the sideline thing. Play clock is at 18. He's back in the huddle now. And
I think they were probably waiting to see where the ball was going to be spotted to. They end up spotting the ball at 1. They didn't give him the stretch, so we got second down?
They're at three. Yeah, and they're calling it the 3. It's the 3-yard line. It's hard to see. We're on the far end of the stadium. Here's Hunter Williams driving and pressing forward for the goal line.
He is in for the touchdown.
Yep, he got in. He got the football over the goal line for the touchdown. Hunter Williams, touchdown number 3 for the Wimberley Texans. And that's just all Hunter Williams there, Jared.
Yeah, that's Hart right there. That's that young man just wanting to get his nose in there. We've talked about it. He sticks his nose up in there. He runs hard. He sticks it in there and ends up getting the 6 right there.
Jack Cole now will come on. Try to tack on the extra point for the Texans. Hold by Stover is good, and the kick also is good. 4:52 remaining in the ball game. Texans lead it 31-7 over Lampasas. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Texans football on KOWO 104.1 FM in downtown Wimberley, Texas, and all across the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware. Featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Back at Badger Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Jared showing his dance moves during the break.
Oh,
by the way, Annette James down there in Perth, Australia, her sister Says, hey, miss you, sis. Thanks for tuning in. I'm monitoring them on Facebook while I do play-by-play. How about that, Jerry?
Well, you're a man of many talents,
How
sir.
About that? Here's the bouncing kickoff. It's going to be taken by Murphy. Goodness gracious, they better have a lot of people tackle him, and they do, down to the 36-yard line. And that's where Lampasas will take the ball. First down and 10 for the Badgers. 4:47 left to play. Texans in control of this one by a score of 31-7. Led 10-0 at halftime, and they've really turned on the Jets here in the second half. Dominated the line of scrimmage, really, I think, Jared, you could accurately say that. Certainly have dominated time of possession. Cockburn now in the shotgun formation. He's going to roll left. Looking left, throwing left. It's caught. Caught to the 45-50, and stepping out of bounds is the receiver Harrison Gillespie down to the Texan 44-yard line.
Harrison had a big catch earlier in the game, too, where he kind of squeezed down that left-hand side. So young man's getting down there. It's got good break out of his route when he comes back on those stop routes, and that's a good play right there by that young man.
Yeah, that's senior to senior, Cockburn to Gillespie. Murphy in motion. Cockburn will throw it to Murphy at the 45-40. Look out, and he is tackled at the 37-yard line. That's a pickup of about 7. It'll be second down and 3.
And that's the way you tackle a big guy like that. Sean Rayburn goes down and hits him right around just at the pad level at the on the legs and flips him end over end. So good job by Sean Rayburn stopping him right there.
Jason Murphy, a senior. Tight end, and you'll be watching him play somewhere on Saturdays at some point. Second down and 3. Cockburn looking right, throwing right, but low and incomplete. He's trying to hit his receiver in the right flat, Nathan Keese. Incomplete. Third down and 3. Fans thinning out a little bit. You're right about that, Jared.
Yeah, that's, you know, as a home team, you look up and your stands are kind of thinning out a little bit. It's a little bit disappointing. Obviously, if you're the Wimberley Texans and you're coming in here, you've really put on a display today of, you know, really what could have been in Giddings in their minds, knowing that they could have played a better ball game. They stepped it up and left that behind.
Cockburn now throws it out left side to Gillespie again. He's got the first down thrown out of bounds at the 31-yard line, but a first down for Lampasas.
Another good catch by Harrison Gillespie right there.
Yeah, it really was. He catches that ball with his hands. A lot of those young people will try to catch it with their body, and coaches will tell you, you catch the point of the football, kind of like this, Jared. Watch. See how I put my hands right
that's
there?
It. See, we need that on Facebook Live or something, bud.
Catch it with the point of the football. That's right.
That's something that we could educate kids with.
Cockburn is going to go deep and near the end zone and incomplete. He's trying to hit his receiver. That looked like Brandon Perino down there, and he just said, hey, you go as fast as you can. I'm going to throw it as far as I can. Maybe something good will happen. It's incomplete. It'll be second down and 10.
That's what you call the old pylon right over there. He just throws it up, literally knocks the pylon over. If you can see down there, it's actually still down.
See that? I'm just looking for the Badger head. Second down and 10. Cockburn will throw it. It's Gillespie. Look out. He's got the 25. He's got the 20, a first down and more to the 15. Still on his feet and wiped out at the 11-yard line is Gillespie. But a nice catch and run by the receiver. First down.
Yeah, Ben Garza ended up getting him on the backside right there and ended up really cleaning it up. And
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah. Still. I mean, this young man, this Harrison Gillespie, is exactly what you're talking about. He gets his hands out there, catches the ball, and a good run.
Ball at the 11 of Wimberley, first down and 10. Cockburn looking right, going to screen back left. No, he's going to throw it back into the end zone, and it's going to be deflected and intercepted in the end zone. A touchback. The Texans picked it off, Jared. It was Sean Rayburn.
Sean was the defensive player of the week last week for Coach Warren and made several big plays today. He saw earlier he ended up upending the big number 44, Jason Murphy, right there. Makes a great play on it. Ends up bobbling a little bit. Stays with it. Catches it. Touchback. Interception Texans. That's the way it's drawn up to be done right there.
Certainly is. Let the party begin in Perth, Australia. How about that?
That's right. You know, it's lunchtime there. Now they may put a little shrimp on the
Barbie. Now we can put
the
shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah. What's the
maybe a cold beverage.
I was going to say, what's the Australian beverage of choice there?
Is it I'm going to have to think about that. It's in that big, fat, round can.
Yes, yes. Foster's.
Yeah. There we go, Foster's.
Yeah. It sounds like we're plugging Foster's right now.
Do you have a Foster's up here?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, well, that's too bad. First down and 10. No, we're not advocating that. Come on. First down and 10 for the Texans. They're going to give it to the running back. I think that's Williams. No, that was Kiparis in the backfield now, and he gets it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it.
So we're going to get a timeout right here by Lampasas, trying to really just salvage whatever time they can kind of hang on to and really start working towards next week, start doing some positive things.
Second down and 10 for the Texans. 3:15 left to play. Our score, 31-7 Wimberley. You're listening to Wimberley Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Back at Badger Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson, doing a little business during the break. Talking about our post-game show, second down and 10. JoJo Weeks, the quarterback, will give it to Kiparis now, moving left side. He's got a big hole. He's got the 25 and pushes it out toward the first down. He gets it to the 29-yard line, about a yard short of the first down, and now Lampasas will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here as they... Badgers, I believe, take their second timeout of the second half. A reminder, our game tonight brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, by Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City, City Store, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and by Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent, Brian Carpenter. Also our scores and highlights tonight. And we'll have both of those on our post-game show. Scores and highlights brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. We certainly appreciate you listening on KOWO 104.1 FM.
I got a, Mike, I got a score update from my...
Awesome.
Mr. Gold, Mr. Todd Gold's my little statistician here. Abilene 48, Cooper 24, 6 minutes
left. Yes, sir.
In the third quarter.
How about those Warbirds, huh?
There it is right there. Little alma mater love
yes.
for you.
Yes, 48-24. I hope they're still throwing the ball into the end zone. Here's Guy Kiparis, left side, and he's able to sweep it left on third and one and pick up about four for the first down, so move the chains again. Third down, the first down at the 33-yard line. Clock is at 3:02. Remaining. Lampasas down to their final timeout, and Troy Rogers, the first-year coach, he may decide not to kill the clock anymore here henceforth, Jared.
Yeah, I think he's only got one timeout left.
Yeah.
One more first down pretty much going to end the game right here for Wimberley, but they've got to be happy with what they've done right now. Obviously, they're going to continue to run the ball right here. Guy Kipper is probably going to hand it off, or JoJo going to hand it off to Guy again, but good game so far.
Oh, it's a bad snapper. It gets by JoJo, actually, who smartly just falls on it way back inside the 20-yard line at about the 18-yard line. Actually, I think the snap may have been okay. It looked like it went right through JoJo's hands, didn't it, Jared? What'd you see?
You know, I couldn't tell. Got to be honest with you. I was looking down at my computer screen, making sure I had everything going, and looked up and saw the ball kicking into the back, so I'm not real sure.
And I'm looking at the far sideline, and JoJo is called over there by the coaching staff. They said something and gave him the play. And
yeah, they may have said, hey, let's make sure we catch the ball. Let's make sure that we get a good snap, make sure everybody's on the same page.
Do you think back in 1967 when they did the Ice Bowl, whoever was the color man said, well, I missed that play because I had my computer. I was looking on my computer, and you have so many jobs here tonight, Jared. That's great.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a jack of all trades. They're going to bring the ball back here, and
they're going to spot it back at the original line of scrimmage at the 33.
I'm not. I got to be honest with you. I have yet to figure out how it's second down and 10 after that.
Well, the only thing I can think of is that maybe they blew the play dead prior to the snap. They're talking to Troy Rogers about it. I'm not sure. Troy, the Lampasas coach, is really happy with the explanation. But nevertheless, it's going to be second down and 10 from the 33 with 2:30 left to play. Go ahead.
Was that a first down play that we bad snap?
No, that was second down.
That was second down.
I believe so. I believe so.
We're going to blow it dead
again. Yeah, let's blow it dead again. Reset the play clock. Okay. That's the indication. They're going to put it at 25. The game clock is at 2:24. Now they're going to restart that.
Here we go. Now we're back to football.
Now we're back to actual football. JoJo Weeks from the shotgun. His team leading 31-7. Trying to finish out the last couple of minutes of this one. He'll give it to Guy Kipperis up the middle. And Guy is going to be wiped out. They know that Wimberly's going to run the ball. He gets a couple of yards out to the 35-yard line. And Lampasas takes its final time out of the night.
Yeah, that's just, like you said, they're going to load the box at this point right now. They're going to know that we're going to run it. Wimberly's going to try to milk that clock as much as they can. And 2 minutes left in the ball game right here. I look forward to seeing a couple more of them here. We'll give you, like Mike said, we'll give you guys some scores from around the Central Texas area, some games that we've tried to highlight throughout the night here. And I know Mike's excitement for his Abilene alma mater right here. I can see him. He's
Abilene
kind of
Eagles
swaying back and forth after I told him the score.
Steve Warren out there, the former Abilene High head football coach. I believe it was 2009 when they won the state championship. And, of course, Abilene High, back in the day, in the 50s, they won 40-something straight games and two or three state championships. And
goodness.
Yeah, put it on the Cougars tonight.
There it is.
Third down and eight now for the Texans. Ball sits right at their own 35-yard line. Kipperis to the right of JoJo Weeks in the backfield. JoJo from the shotgun, per usual. He'll give it to Kipperis, left side, near the sideline, and tackled over there right at the line of scrimmage.
It looks like they're going to call him down inbounds, too.
Yes, they are.
Wasn't quite sure if he squirted, if he made it out or not, but it looks like they're going to wind the clock anyways at a minute and 45 left in the fourth quarter right here for Wimberly.
I thought he was out of bounds, Jared, but sometimes those officials look up there and they see 31-7 and they have a drive to go home, too, I'm sure. So that's part of the process, I'm sure.
And I imagine if you're the Lampasas coach at this point, you're kind of thinking, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
The score is what it is at this point, so we're just going to we're going to make it through. I want to wish a good luck, too. We've got our Wimberly Youth Sports Association tomorrow has our youth football sports program, so good luck to all of them.
Wyatt Mann with the punt. A flag is thrown. Back near the return, where the return man caught the ball.
That flag was on the ground before he even caught it, too.
Yeah, he got it to the 38-yard line, and that's kind of weird. It was Dante Cuffey.
And thrown at his feet all the way in the back right there. I don't.
Yeah, it was down on the ground by the time he caught it. You're right about that. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm not.
Now the official's going to jog over and talk to Doug Warren. This thing's getting a little sloppy now for my taste, Jared.
Yeah, we're
let's wrap this thing up, buddy.
I like that. I like that running clock.
1:10 left to play in the ball game. Again, Wimberly in control, 31-7. Our score. Maybe he was trying to throw his little beanbag and accidentally threw the hanky.
He could have, yeah.
Again, we're so glad that you've joined us on KOWO 104.1 FM as the officials have another meeting. Quorum is present. Not sure what that indication means.
Not real sure either.
They're going to backland pass us up to the 34-yard line. Yeah, we're blowing up. You can hear us on WimberlyRadio.org, KOWO 104.1 FM, where we are the voice of the Wimberly Texans football team. Sun Radio app. We've had messages from all over the globe, literally. Australia to New Hampshire. Fake handoff, throws it out right side. It's Gillespie again. He is able to get forward to the 45-yard line. And he got the ball out of bounds. A nice job. He reached the ball out with his left hand and just kind of slammed it on the ground out of bounds at the 46. First down. And then yet another flag on the 40-yard line. Oh, joy. What are we doing, Jared? Can we get these guys to pick up the flags? Okay, that's going to be an illegal man downfield for Lampasas. How do you get an illegal man downfield that quickly?
I was going to say the same thing. Cogburn did a pretty good job of getting the ball out to Gillespie pretty quickly. I don't, unless they have the second fastest left tackle in the entire world, I'm not sure how any one of their offensive linemen could have got downfield on that play. It was a catch and throw pretty quick, but needless to say, the call goes against them here, so we got, a minute three left in the ballgame.
Yeah, all at the 29-yard line. First down and 15, four Lamb passes. Cogburn throws it out right side and brought down quickly after a gain of three. That's Brandon Perino on the catch. Quickly to the line of scrimmage is Lampasas. Clock now is at 50, and it's rolling. Again, we got Canyon Lake in Wimberley next week, so be sure and join us again. We'd love to have you.
And Canyon Lake was leading earlier, so I'm anxious to see what the final score of that game was.
Cogburn now flip it over the middle to Murphy, who had it briefly in, but couldn't control it incomplete.
Yeah, Samuel Valadez separated Mr. Murphy from the ball right there. So good play by Valadez.
Stops the clock at 32 seconds and counting. It'll be third down now and 11. Now, Jared, you may have to share some of those scores after the game. And while I'm doing this scoring summary, a lot of scoring here tonight for Wimberley. May take a while. Cogburn will turn and give it up the middle to Williams. Squirts up the middle. Big run by Williams. He gets it all the way beyond the 45, out to the 45-yard line for a first down.
Good acceleration through the line as you see him, you know, again, kind of at the point in the game where, you know the outcome and what it's going to be, but kid didn't give up, and first step really blew right through the line.
No time remaining on the clock now, or no timeouts, I should say, by Lampasas. Give to Williams again up the middle, and he's going to be brought down after a quick pickup of three. 13 seconds left to play. Let's see if they're able to get another playoff. They don't seem to be in a big, huge hurry at all. The play, clock is down to 4, 3, 2, 1. They're not going to get it off. The ball game comes to an end, and what a game it was for the Wimberley Texans. Wimberley, 31, and Lampasas, 7. The ball game is over tonight from Lampasas. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our post-game show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WACOWO 104.1 FM and all across the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Welcome back to Badger Stadium. We can wrap this up tonight and put a little bow on it. The Wimberley Texans have come to Lampasas and will leave Lampasas tonight with a 31-7 victory over the Lampasas Badgers. This is how it happened tonight. Jack Cole started the scoring off in the ball game with a 28-yard field goal. That came with 5:26 remaining in the first quarter. Wimberley led at that point by a score of 3-0. Then the Texans got on the board with the first of three touchdowns from running back Hunter Williams. This one followed a Lampasas turnover. Williams was able to push it in from the 7-yard line with 10:08 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley led at that point by a score of 10-0. Moss Carruthers then scintillating. By the way, it was 10-0 at halftime, and that's where we stood at halftime. Good ball game up to that point. Texans defense doing a good job. Then in the third period, Moss Carruthers opened the third period with a 45-yard pick six on an interception. Carruthers from 45 yards out dove into the end zone for the touchdown. Jack Cole's kick with 11:12 left to play in the third period. that made it Wimberley 17 and Lampasas nothing. And that really kind of took the sails out of the Badgers here tonight, who were definitely in the game up to that point. Texans then scored again on the second of the three touchdown runs by Williams. This time from 1 yard out, Cole's kick with 3:40 left to play in the third period made it Wimberley 24 and Lampasas nothing. Then the Lampasas Badgers got on the board when Cohen Cockburn, the quarterback, was able to push it home from 5 yards out with 11:55 left to play in the fourth period. First play of the fourth period, Cockburn scores. The senior quarterback, Jared Salazar's extra point at that point, made it Wimberley 24 and Lampasas 7. And then Wimberley was able to score the final points of the ball game when Hunter Williams, boy, we're saying his name a lot, Hunter Williams, who also gained a lot of yardage here tonight, he scores from 3 yards out. Jack Cole's extra point with 4:52 remaining in the ballgame made it Wimberley 31 and Lampasas 7. Shout out to Mr. Cole, the kicker. He made his only field goal attempt tonight, and he made all four extra points here tonight. And, you know, that may not sound like a big deal, but when you're struggling in the kicking game, believe me, it's a big deal. And so a shout out to Jack for his perfect night tonight. Stay with us, everybody. We will talk more about this one and share some scores with you after this timeout. Again, Wimberley has come to Lampasas and come away with a 31-7 victory. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more Wimberley Texans postgame show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on KOWO 104.1 FM and all across the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware. Featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, hey.
Badger Stadium following a 31-7 Wimberley win. Some scores for you. Burnett over Fredericksburg, 47-21. It's Brady 21-7 over Llano with 1:52 left to play in that particular ball game. Lehman all over Aikens, 42-7 is that score. Westlake Pflugerville was 28-0 at halftime. We don't have an update on that one, but I'm going to bet Westlake is winning. Navarro 55-11 over Gonzalez tonight. It was Bandera and Tom Moore going at it. Bandera 33-21 over Tom Moore. Pearsall and Blanco. Blanco led early, but Pearsall came back and won that one 27-18. That is a final. And Giddings comes back and beats Canyon Lake 34-21. Of course, the Texans lost to Giddings last week and will play Canyon Lake next week. Again, Giddings tonight 34-21 over Canyon Lake. It was New Braunfels 41 and San Marcos 28. Dripping Springs 26-23 over Hayes with 6:15 left to play in that one. That one's a good one. And how about this for a score? China Spring 56-13 over Cameron Yeo. China Springs number 8 in the state, and Cameron Yeo number 2. Not a bad performance by China Springs tonight. And of course, as usual, our scores and highlights are brought to you by Eric Willis, and Natural Development. Highlights and scores by Eric Willis and Natural Development. We certainly want to thank those good folks for their sponsorship here tonight. Jared Robinson, thoughts on tonight's game as we put this one to bed. Wimberley Texans and Doug Warren have to be pretty happy with what transpired here tonight in Lampasas, I would think.
You know, very similar game overall as what we saw last week against Giddings, except for in the first quarter, they were able to get the early field goal and then able to punch the touchdown in before the half to go in 10-0. But, you know, second half again, Wimberley dominates the second half, and that's kind of been slowly what we have seen is, one, defense continuing to play fantastic. Two, the Texans last week against Giddings had a decent second half, had some chances to come back and really kind of win the ball game or put themselves in a chance to win the ball game against Giddings. Tonight, they really played a lot better, ran the ball very well. JoJo Weeks came in through some good passes. Colby Crowder slowly started getting kind of his rhythm a little bit. We saw that's always a plus too when your dynamic players, Hunter Williams, JoJo played fantastic. Colby played a little bit better too. We saw Cade Stover have a real big showing tonight. And then, like you said, Jack Cole really kind of coming through with the extra points and the field goal. Those are things that continue to build your momentum. Obviously, if you go in there and score a touchdown and you miss the extra point, it can kind of be a deflator for, one, the fans, but two, your kids. So big job, big props to Jack Cole tonight on making all of those and all of them pretty easy. All of them had pretty good distance on them. So I think Coach Warren's got to be happy, one, with his defense, but two, his offense seemed to click a little bit more in that second half.
Jared, thanks a lot. A good job again for you tonight. We're going to go ahead and bring you back and let you do it again next Friday night. How about that?
Well, I appreciate you letting me back to the home games.
That's exactly right. This one is officially in the books. This isn't a home game, but we can put this one to bed. The Texans come to Lampasas and get the win over the Lampasas Badgers by a score of 31-7. By the way, I've got to steal that Badger head. Where is it? Find that for me. Texans are now 2-1 on the season while the Badgers fall to 1-2. Our game tonight was made possible by the following supporters: Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and highlights were courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Next week, we're back home in Wimberley hosting Canyon Lake. That's always a good ball game between Canyon Lake and Wimberley, and we certainly hope that you can join us once again on your voice for the Wimberley Texans, the Sun Radio Network, WimberleyRadio.org, or COWO 104.1 FM. Thanks again to Jared Robinson for his yeoman work. Miles Blackwell didn't show up for us tonight, but hey, Milesy, I'm headed home. I'll see you when I get there. Once again, our final from Lampasas, Wimberley 31 and Lampasas 7. Until next week from Wimberley, I'm Mike Blackwell. Good night, friends.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com. We'll be right back.